It's Wednesday, June 19th, 2024. It's Juneteenth. And while our tip is not about Juneteenth, we do implore you to check out the local festivities in your town or neighborhood. And with that, my name's Arielle Nissenblatt. That's Ned Donovan. And this is Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You. Ned has a tip for us today. What is it, Ned?
This is a tip about aspirations and goals. This is a tip that comes to me from Jen Waldman, who is an acting teacher here in the city. She's amazing. Shout out to Jen Waldman. And I was meeting with Jen on sort of like a career, what should I be doing with my life moment, as we all go through. And as an actor, you go through them a lot because it's an industry based on rejection. And Jen gave me an exercise, which was, who are the people in your career who you like idolize or like you want to be like? Now write down all the people they have on a daily or weekly basis that make them who they are. For instance, do they have a stylist? Do they have a driver? And then go through that list and see which of those things you can do yourself and which of those things you need to outsource to someone else. Well, then that's something you're gonna have to start tracking to either find some money to pay for or find a collaborator to partner up with, whatever it is. And that honestly changed my entire mentality, because in my head it was like, I just want to be this person. But the answer is like, yeah, but because that person's that person, they have access to resources I never will. So yeah. I can't just actively do it. I have to work towards the goal.
I love that. Very aspirational and also very practical. You know, because even if you can't do all of it, you can at least write down those people that you want to be like and then figure out what resources they have and then go from there.
And
take it step by step.
It's small steps. And I think little steps are the best way to get to a goal across the board. Ariel, your mouth is gone.
For those who are just
listening.
For those listening, we've got Seymour featured prominently again. So shout out again to Seymour, the cat. And shout out to you, Ned, for that lovely tip. We'll be back tomorrow with another one.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.